Candace, CANDACE Potter, POTTER. Status post hospitalization, number one. I need refill of my medication, number two. They took me off the blood pressure medicine, but I'm back on it, number three. Recent hospitalization. Goodbye, man. Recent hospitalization of 6 days at Kingwood HCA because of worsening exacerbation of Guillain-Barré. Our patient is a well-known 43-year-old woman with history of Guillain-Barré, recently hospitalized because everything locked up on me, in quotation. Patient was hospitalized, had MRIs and further workup done. She was seen by multiple specialists. She's scheduled for a epidural injection. She's diagnosed with chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, known as CIDP. The epidural injection is supposed to help that tremendously. Patient also is taking her regular medication. The only changes has been her metoprolol ER is now half a tablet a day and a hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams on a PRN basis, period. She has had no seizures, no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, seizure, or convulsions. Patient is tolerating her clonopin, which is a controlled substance with no evidence of misuse or abuse. COVID immunization, cannot have COVID immunization because of Guillain-Barré. Allergy, Flexeril, Ativan, and Imitrex. Last period under social, 2009. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with her family. Surgery, hysterectomy, hernia operation. Medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, gastric esophageal reflux, migraine, headaches, insomnia, depression, anxiety, CIDP, and Guillain-Barré. Medication list updated today. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. 137 pounds, 98%, 97.8, 16, 62. 148 over 81, heart pulses, phone pulses, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows, able distance shows, no rash or mucosal tension, logical lung focal, lower extremity shows, no edema. Assessment number one, status post hospitalization for worsening Guillain-Barré. Number two, scheduled for epidural injection of steroids by a neurologist. Number three, Cymbalta 60 milligram, number 90 refill. Number four, metformin 500 milligram. 120 refill. Number 5, her A1C was within normal limits in the hospital. Next number is continue with clonopin 0.5, number 90, up to 3 a day. Next number, no sign of suicidal thoughts or ideation. Next number, tolerating her medication as well. Next number is rest of medication remain as before. Next number is her hydrochlorothiazide is now half a tablet a day. Next number is went over her medication list from the hospital. Next number is I did not do any blood tests since she had all the blood tests known to man most recently. Next number is history of dermatitis resolved. Next number is using Phenagan very little. We talked about that before. Next number is diabetes controlled. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office, and she was given ample time to ask questions. Thank you.